Ladies and fucking nerds, Andy here. It's the Inner Winner Show. Let's fucking go. For those of you watching the YouTube channel, for those of you nerds watching the YouTube channel, I think you're going to like this poster, you fucking nerds. I love this poster. It's a, for anyone listening on Spotify or anywhere else to the audio only, it's a poster that says exclamation mark false. And then underneath that, it says it's funny because it's true. All you fucking coding nerders, you computer science programming nerds will love that one. I'm teasing. I did programming myself. I went to university for a couple of years and did computer science, and I fucking hated it. So, what are we going to talk about today? We are going to talk about this lovely channel here, or I should say this lovely Instagram right here. And if you guys aren't familiar with this series, basically this is an Instagram account I found a while ago that has a lot of like advice that a lot of it is like Instagram kind of feel good advice that doesn't really mean anything. Like the power is within you. Awake the animal inside you. You have everything you need to be great. You know, that kind of like dopamine hit feels good in the moment, but isn't really necessarily actionable advice. And this Instagram account is generally speaking for like pickup and getting laid and stuff like that. But it wouldn't be much fun if I just went through and read out like goofy, silly Instagram posts that don't mean anything. And the reason that I picked these guys is some of their posts are actually pretty good. And so we kind of have fun with this series where I go through a bunch of them. I pick out the ones that I think are going to be interesting. If they're a bit silly, we'll poke a bit of fun. If they're good posts, I'll talk about why I think they're good. So I'm just kind of giving my reactions, my first thoughts. So if you're watching on, if you're listening on the audio, you can jump onto the YouTube and you can actually see it on screen. I've got it up on screen now. I'm just recording my screen. But don't stress if you want to just listen to the audio. I'll read out the post so you don't have to watch the video. So the very first post that we're going to have a look at here says, reward her good behavior. I actually kind of like this one. And I think women, generally speaking, would just call this praise. And they would say, yeah, every woman likes praise. I don't think this is necessarily, let me move in my chair a little bit. I don't think this is necessarily, like I wouldn't call it rewarding her good behavior. That sounds more like a dominant, submissive kind of relationship, or at least maybe that's just how I'm reading it, which nothing wrong with that at all, obviously. But I would phrase it a little more tamely and just say like, you're really just giving girls praise. And most girls like praise, most people like praise, to be honest, but especially women, they respond really well to praise. So if a woman does something you like or a behavior that you like, or she, you know, gives off vibes that you like, just point it out. Really, that's all you're doing. Just saying like, hey, I really like that you did this thing here, or I like the way you say this, or I like the way you word this, or I like the way you hug me. I don't know. I like the way you suck my dick. Like whatever it is, right? It doesn't have to necessarily be sexual. Definitely give praise. Women respond really fucking well to praise. Most people do, but especially women. And so praise, praise, praise. I also talk about in the bedroom, one of the things that I do a lot that I've always just kind of done is when it comes to dirty talk, I do dirty talk sometimes, but most of the time my dirty talk is really just giving her praise. Like, oh my God, your body's so fucking hot. Oh my God, your tits are amazing. Holy shit, I love your pussy. Oh my God, I love the way you feel. You're so sexy when you do this. Like, I'm just giving praise. I'm telling her what she's doing good. I'm telling her what I like about her body, what I like about her personality, what I like about how the way she's acting. And giving that praise, it's just a positive feedback loop, right? Like, I think sometimes people see it as a technique. Oh, I got to like reward her good behavior. I know the red pill talks a lot about it as a technique. It's not even that. It's just like praising the things that you like so that someone will keep doing them. I mean, you do the same shit with your mates, right? Like if your mate does something you really like, you'll be like, bro, that's really cool that you did that. I really appreciate that. Or if your mate, like you're having a bad day at work or something, or a bad fucking week or a bad month or a bad life, and your mate buys you a beer and listens to you and makes you feel a bit better, you're going to praise him. You're going to be like, bro, that really meant a lot. Like, I really appreciate that, dude. Like, that really fucking helped, man. I was in a bad place and like, you really helped. That's praise. That's all we're really talking about here. I would go out and give as much praise as you possibly can every time to everyone you possibly can. Like, spread those good feelings, spread those good vibes, because it kind of bounces back. The more you give praise to other people, women, men, random fucking strangers you meet, the Uber driver that drives you and does a decent job, like give as much praise as you possibly can, because you're basically rewarding people. I know they use the word reward here. You're rewarding people for doing something, which kind of like the way human beings work. we like praise. If you praise us for something, we're going to keep doing it. So if a girl in particular is doing behavior that you really like, fucking praise it for her. Otherwise, how does she know that you want her to keep doing it? All right, the next post is... So that first one was a good one, and then this next one is one that I'm going to have to say I disagree with. This is, the more space you use, the more alpha you will look. This shit's so goofy. I find this shit so goofy, God. Like, talking about alpha and, like, space and, like, body language and, like... Like, obviously, posture is important. I think we all know that. And I think we all know if you have good posture, you do look more respectable. There's nothing that garners... Not disrespect, but there's nothing that garners pity more than a man, like, hunched over, you know, shoulders forward, like, looks like he's almost apologetic for the space that he's taking up versus a guy who's, like, got good posture, you know, head nice and high, chin up, all that kind of stuff. That guy you just instantly respect more because he looks like he's proud of his body, you know, it's good stuff like that. The bit that I think is goofy is when you start talking about, like, alpha and this obsession with alpha. I've done a podcast in the past, and I'll link to it in the description below, or an article, I should say, called There Is No Such Thing as Alpha. And I basically am warning you guys that I don't think you need to obsess about alpha that much. You can get to a point where you're too neurotic, and you literally start thinking, like, oh, I gotta puff up my chest. I gotta, like, expand my body and take up more space. I gotta, like, you know, does an alpha, like, fold his arms like this? Or would it be more alpha if I, like, stretch my arms out to the side? Like, and you start just getting too neurotic and too in your own head. And if you want to talk about alpha, beta, all that crap, like, an alpha male isn't someone who's going to be sitting there obsessing and fastidiously, neurotically paying this much attention to his body and how it fit, all that kind of crap. Like, that's not alpha, if you want to use that term. So yes, there is some truth in this. Obviously, if you have good posture, if you sit better, if you work on your body, if you are a bigger guy, you will obviously be more masculine. I just want to warn you guys not to get too obsessed about this idea of, like, alpha and I got to take up space and all that kind of stuff. Move on to the next one. Be willing to replace her anytime. I like this one. I think I did a similar one to this because a lot of the posts on this website, they kind of, like, copy stuff they've already done in the past and just slightly reword it. So I think I did one similar to this. And I think the reason I liked this is because in the description over on the side, it says being willing to replace her doesn't mean jumping onto the next girl when things get hard. Relationships aren't perfect all the time. They do require some work. It's like, yeah, that's, like, reasonable. I don't like using the word work for a relationship. Effort might be a better way of saying it. I don't like work because it implies that it's a chore. It implies that, you know, oh, it's meant to be miserable. But it does take effort for sure. A relationship, if you're going to keep it for a long time, it does take effort, sure. So I kind of like this post because it's fairly, like, nuanced and balanced. They've said be willing to replace her anytime, but don't just jump ship as soon as things get, like, slightly difficult. So I kind of like this post. I don't think I really need to add anything other than to point out, again, I want to make it clear, the point of this podcast series has never been to, like, shit on these guys or anyone else. I'm probably going to do other, you know, Instagram accounts or Reddit or whatever else in the future. If you guys want me to react to anything, by the way, drop a comment or email me or whatever. I'll happily do that shit. But my mission will never be to shit on anyone. So if I find someone that I just vehemently disagree with everything they have to say, I will still find a way to make it positive. And I'll say, like, okay, I think they're half right here, or I kind of like where they're going here. I think I would have phrased it differently. I'll always keep this shit positive. Next one. The hotter she is, the more insecure she becomes. It's not like a direct correlation there. Like, I disagree that, like, oh, the hottest girls are the most insecure. But the point, that's me nitpicking. Okay, I'm being a dickhead in saying that and nitpicking too much. Essentially, the message here is just because she's hot doesn't mean she's 100% secure. And I think most of you guys would be on board with that. But it's one thing to hear it and another to experience it. Some of the hottest chicks that I've slept with have been the most insecure or the most neurotic about their appearance, the most scared of, like, shit, what if my eyebrows aren't on point today? By the way, women are fucking obsessed about their eyebrows. Girls, what the fuck is with your eyebrows? Like, they're just eyebrows. It's just fucking hair above your eyes. But for some reason, girls are like, my eyebrows got to be on point. Otherwise, I'm ugly and everyone will judge my fucking eyebrows. Girls in their goddamn eyebrows. But where was I going with this? So hotter girls, yeah, they do tend to be insecure about their looks. It's not even insecure. It's like more intently focused on their looks. I guess you might call that insecure. Worried about something going wrong. Yeah, I guess that is insecurity, isn't it? I would call it like neurotic. Whereas a lot of guys will look at the hot chicks and think like, oh my God, she must have her shit together. I bet she's super confident in herself. It's like, no, like for a lot of the really attractive women, they've kind of built a personality or a life around being attractive. And so that's kind of like a house of cards. What happens when she hits 40 and maybe her looks start going down a little bit? She gets some wrinkles, stuff like that. You know, even in their 30s, some of these women that are really attractive freak out a little bit because like, oh shit, this was my calling card. This was my main attraction, right? My, literally, pun intended, my main attraction is my attractiveness. Now that's starting to fade. Like, what am I supposed to do? Like, how do I keep attracting men? How do I keep being valuable? How do I not just go to shit and no one loves me and everyone ignores me and all that kind of stuff? So yes, hotter women do tend to be a little more worried about their looks. I think every woman kind of is intently focused on her looks, but the point here is just because you see a really hot chick, please don't think that she massively has her shit together. And if you're nervous and you're worried about your appearance and you're worried about, you know, doing a good job and all that, it can help you to reach out and say like, yo, are you ever insecure about anything? And hot chicks will be like, maybe. And then you can be like, no, be real with me. Like, are you fucking insecure about your looks? And she'll be like, okay, yes, fine. Yes, I'm insecure as shit about my looks. Like, yeah, I'm really worried about getting old. Like, and having that conversation a lot of the time makes you feel a lot better. It'll make her feel better too. But it makes you both feel better because you're like, oh shit, I'm insecure too. And she'll be like, a lot of the time when you have this conversation, the woman will say like, what? But you're a man. Why are you insecure? And you're like, are you fucking shitting me? You think that men don't get insecure? And she's like, but you're a big, strong man. You can just like take anything you want. I've had so many of these conversations with women where they're like, their mind is blown that we get insecure. And they're like, but you're tough and you can just beat people up and stuff. And you're like, oh my God, like you don't even understand what it's like to be a man, do you? And so having that conversation can give you the perspective too, where you're like, a lot of the time, you know, for you inexperienced guys, you'll be like, oh, but you're a really attractive woman. Like, why are you insecure? And she'll be like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, my entire life is built around being attractive. What do I do if I lose that? And then you're like, oh, fuck, I guess I never thought of that. So it kind of bridges the gap. It makes you both feel like you're on the same team rather than like you stuck in your head and her stuck in her head. We will move on to the next one, which is pickup is the ultimate self-improvement for men. And so when they mean pickup, I don't like obsessing about pickup. That's one thing I'll say here. Too many people who talk about like getting laid and stuff, they don't even talk about getting laid or meeting women. They talk about like pickup and day game and cold approach and all that kind of stuff. And like swiping on Tinder, building connections with women, conversation, text game. Like they talk about all the stuff. That would be like you saying that you want to be really good at basketball, but all you're really talking about is like dribbling skills and ball handling skills and which shorts to wear and which shoes should I wear and how do I make sure my shoes match my outfit and stuff like that. It's like that's semi-important, but isn't your mission to win some fucking basketball games? Aren't you out there to win an NBA championship or something if you're actually serious about this? And so I say the same with this stuff. Like I don't like obsessing about pickup or text game or what to say to women because it's like, why are you doing that? I thought your mission was to stick your penis in her vagina. Or fine, if you only want a girlfriend or something, then your mission is to stick a penis in a vagina multiple times. The mission is still to get a penis in a vagina, right? And other stuff, yeah, intimacy, relationship, all that kind of shit, fine, brilliant. But that goes along with the penis going in the vagina. Why are you obsessing about pickup and talking and all this kind of stuff? The problem is you've set the bar too low when you just obsess with pickup or day game or talking to women. And then your mission now is to get good at pickup. And that's the problem that I see all the time. A lot of pickup artists don't actually want to get laid. They don't want to sleep with anyone. They don't want to have a relationship even. They just want to get really good at pickup and talk to a bunch of women, get some numbers and never really do anything with those numbers because they're scared to go further. And they've set the bar so low that they can get really good at pickup and say, I'm a pickup master. And you say, well, how many women have you slept with? Have you found a girlfriend that you really fucking love? Like, have you had a threesome? Have you done any crazy sex that makes you feel fucking proud of what you've achieved? Have you done anything that you're actually proud of? Well, I've gotten like 100 numbers in the last like year. Yeah, but what have you done with those numbers? Well, like I've texted a bunch of them and we've had some nice conversations. It's like, fine, if you genuinely enjoy that, fine. Maybe I shouldn't shit on people who genuinely enjoy that. But I just personally feel like, was that real? Are you being honest with yourself? Was that really ever your goal? Was your goal literally just to talk to a bunch of women? If it was, fine, brilliant, you've achieved that. But I can't believe that in a lot of cases. I think most guys want to get laid. And if you say that you don't, I almost can't believe you. You'd have to convince me. And yeah, it's not your mission to convince me. You probably shouldn't give a fuck what I think. I'm just one dickhead. But that's enough of a rant with that shit. So I've picked apart the word pickup. Let's actually look at this post. So for reference, as a reminder again, the post is, pickup is the ultimate self-improvement for men. Let's just reframe it as like getting laid or getting a girlfriend or having sex or, you know, working on your relationship with women, whatever you want to call it. That is the ultimate self-improvement for men. I did a podcast called How Getting Laid Makes You a Better Man. And I listed, I don't think I can link to that. I think I made a note to link to that, but I'm going to have to take that out because I don't think I can link to that on YouTube. There's a lot of stuff that I can't link to, which really fucking sucks because YouTube doesn't like you linking to anything that has like nudie pictures or anything. So go onto my website, killyourinnerloser.com, and search for How Getting Laid Makes You a Better Man. I wrote a long article, has some nudie pictures in there and shit, but I basically talked about all the stuff that comes when you start working on yourself, because you have to work on yourself if you want to get laid. If you're not getting laid right now, it's probably because you're not a decent enough version of yourself that would get laid. Sometimes you already are and you're just not talking to women, fine. But most guys that I see, it's because, you know, you're overweight, you dress like shit, you never take your appearance seriously, you know, you're not confident, any of that stuff. So you got to work on that shit. And through the process of trying to get laid, yeah, it really is the ultimate form of self-improvement. Let's be honest, guys. Like, most of the reason that we do almost anything is for women. I know that people like the red pill and that would like to say like, no. Like, we go to the gym for us. We go to the gym for this. We do all this stuff for ourselves. We build a career for ourselves. It's like, maybe it's 20% for you and then like 80% to get women. Like, that's kind of why men do most things, let's be honest. And women, the same thing. Like, the reason most women do stuff is for men, like to get men. If you don't want to admit that, you're kind of denying biology. It's the reason we're here. It's not even a bad thing. It's a fucking wonderful motivator. It really is. Like, women are a great fucking motivator. Getting laid is a brilliant fucking motivator. So when you focus on that and just stop denying your reality, denying your biology, and you say like, I just want some fucking wet little pussies. Some of you would phrase it a little nicer than that. Maybe say, I want a nice girlfriend. Andy, I don't want to get a wet pussies. I don't want all those, you know, girls and pussies and boobies and stuff. I just want a nice girl. Fine, like whatever it is. But it's a woman or multiple women. When you just start admitting to yourself like, fuck it, I want that. I want a fucking fulfilling relationship, or I want multiple relationships, or I want to explore my options and then get into a relationship. I want to get married, whatever the fuck it is. When you just stop denying your biology and actually admit, I want this, I want women, you'll be on the right path to self-improvement. Because then at that point, you can start saying like, okay, I got to work on myself. I got to be a happier version of myself. I got to be more charming. You don't have to be massively charming. Maybe I got to work on my sense of humor just a tiny bit. Got to work on my confidence, my speaking ability, all that kind of good shit. It really is a very good excuse to improve yourself. Getting women is a brilliant excuse to work on yourself. Next one. This kind of ties in really nicely. The next one is, stop apologizing for your desires as a man. Yeah, I fucking love this one. I think there's... I don't want to have a big, long rant about like society and expectations and, you know, men are vilified and feminism. Let's not go on that long tangent, but I think we would all agree to some degree, in Western society at least, I know this doesn't apply to a lot of societies, but in Western societies in particular, men are often vilified for their sexual urges, for wanting to fuck, right? Like, for wanting to stick your little pee-pee in her little puss-puss. I promise I'll never say the phrase pee-pee and puss-puss again on a podcast. That's not true. I probably will say that again. But we are vilified, at least in the media and stuff like that, for having sexual urges, for being horny fucking men. I myself, I really had to overcome a lot of those kind of, that programming, if you want to call it, or that conditioning, whatever the fuck you want to call it. But that notion that, man, I just want to fuck a woman. I always thought that was a bad thing. I thought I was bad for having that desire. I thought I was dirty. I thought I was unclean. I thought I was gross. I thought I was like, there's like an implication of violence. Like, I'm violating the women, even if they seem to want to have sex with me. That's me and my big masculine energy scaring them and making them fuck me. Oh God, like all this kind of stuff. I think we would do a lot better if we just embraced our desires, our biology, so to speak, and say, like, do you know what? I'm a man. I'm a horny man. I have red blood in my veins. And as long as there's red blood in my veins, I probably want to fuck someone, right? My dick needs to just fucking get in something. It can be a mouth. It can be a pussy. It can be an ass. It can be a hand. It can be a stuffed toy. It can be a llama. It can be a stuffed, not a real llama, but don't fuck a real llama. Fuck a toy llama. That's fine. But you get what I mean. It's like you want to just put your dick in something that feels good. That's kind of your desire as man. It's like this feeling of like conquest. Conquest isn't the right word, but it does feel like that sometimes. It's like, I want to just go out there and explore the world. I want to do shit. I want to climb a mountain. I want to stick my dick in a pussy. Like that's very much part of being a man. And the sooner you stop apologizing for this, the more you will start getting laid, the more women you will meet that lack that masculine energy. Because the problem that happens when you apologize for your desires as a man, you're basically saying to any women that you meet, I'm ashamed of who I am. And there's something wrong with who I am. And therefore, you shouldn't like who I am. How the fuck is that going to attract the woman? How the fuck is that going to get you what you want? How is that going to get you sex or a relationship or marriage or any of that? If you're secretly apologetic for it and secretly ashamed for it, I like to use the phrase allergic to it. If you are apologetic for your desires as a man, or you feel guilty for your desires as a man, congratulations, you're now allergic to women, right? Because any woman that comes along that likes that masculine energy, that likes a guy that's confident, that wants to fuck, that isn't ashamed of himself, you're gonna scare her off, and you're gonna be scared of her. You're going to be allergic to her. She's gonna come to you and say, like, hey, I want you to fuck my brains out. And women don't normally talk like that, fine. But she's going to give you those vibes of like, yo, I'm into you. Like, are you into me? And you're going to be like, oh, no, I shouldn't, mistress. I'm so sorry. I'm just a scared little bitch. Like, oh, I'm not allowed to have a dick. Oh, my God. Would you like to put my dick in a cage? Like, fair. I shouldn't fucking shame you guys. There'll be some guys out there going like, bro, that's my fetish. I like that shit. Why are you fucking mocking that shit? I apologize. But you get what I mean here. There's the same thing with money. Guys who feel guilty for making money. This was me personally. So I'm talking to me, like the old version of me. I very much had guilt around making money. All my coaching prices were so fucking low. I felt guilty if someone gave me money. Half of my coaching clients said like, yo, I'm not comfortable with how little I'm paying you. I would like to pay you more because then I will take it more seriously. Then you will take it more seriously. I had like two coaching clients that literally offered, and one in particular that basically forced me to accept more money because it's like, I don't want to pay you this little. You're taking too little. And so at that point in time, I was allergic to money. Right, I felt guilty for money, and I wasn't making fucking very much money. I had to go through this whole process, this like metamorphosis, like a little caterpillar turning into a beautiful butterfly, fucking ginger bald butterfly, and get to a point where I was like, okay, like I deserve money. I deserve to make money. I deserve to charge money. I deserve you to give me money in order to help you. And at that point, guess what? I started fucking making money. As soon as you stop apologizing for your desires as a man and just say like, do you know what? I have a fucking working dick and a pair of balls. And I want to stick them in a woman, maybe not the balls. Fair play. If you can get your balls in a woman, fucking good job. But as soon as you admit that shit, guess what? More women are gravitated towards you, or the kind of women that will like those desires. And there are plenty of those women, of course. Like, Jesus Christ, how many women out there do you think like masculine energy? Most women like that shit, right? Like, I know that there's almost a vilification campaign in the media, in Hollywood, all that kind of bullshit, right? Trying to teach you that like, oh, like, you know, especially fucking straight white. If you're in America, straight white man, you're a bad person. You're a cisgendered fuck. Like, fuck all that noise. That's all nonsense said by deluded, crazy people who don't understand biology and don't speak for women. I think I got to make that clear. I think too many people hear all that and think like, oh, most women must feel like this. There are a ridiculous number of women that fucking hate feminism. Go and ask Imogen like what she thinks about feminism. Holy shit. She'll give you like a 3-hour rant, right? She'll say, stop fucking telling me what I think about men. Like, how fucking dare you speak for me? There are a bunch of women that feel the same. Probably most women, if you ask them honestly. So stop apologizing for your desires. You're going to be allergic to vagina if you don't. I think we'll wrap it up there. I'll leave that for this part. It's been 24 minutes. Let's make this look all pretty. I'll go full screen again. Look at that. I'm so fucking handsome. Again, beautiful poster over here. If you like this poster, you can't have it. And I think we'll wrap up there, guys. If you like this video, I'd appreciate a subscribe. I'm trying to build up the YouTube channel and the Spotify. Spotify has slightly more followers right now than than YouTube, which is fucking hilarious to me. So let's build that YouTube up, boys and girls. Now go crush your goals.